We're going to answer all your questions in Sacramento as well, but today's focus on Elk Grove. We're talking about the three big zip codes in Elk Grove, the 95757, 95758, 95624. We got Jen, who's basically lived or has family in every single zip code. We also have Sabo, who just moved in there about a year ago. So if you are someone moving to Elk Grove, California, don't be fooled by those other poser videos. This one is going to actually show you some real people who actually live there, know there. I've sold their list there. This is Elk Grove Uncensored. Welcome to Sacramento's one YouTube channel for all real estate news regarding Sacramento and the surrounding areas. So if that's you, hit that subscribe button and that bell will bring you bi-weekly content. We also go live every Wednesday at 5:30. So tune in, let's get going, and let's talk a little Sacramento right now. All right, hopefully you guys are having a great day. Jen Remedios. Jen, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Hanging in there, you know. Can't complain. Yep. Everything's kind of good. So fill us in a little bit on your background in Elk Grove.
In the early to mid 80s, I was quite the young girl. And my parents decided to move there. From LA, they picked little old Elk Grove. There was a one four-way stop and one stoplight. And it didn't even go out to, it didn't go past 99. That was as far west as it went. So it was a pretty small town. So they moved there. That's where I ended up. I grew up there. We actually had a farm out in Wilton, which is 95693, which is just a little bit east of Elk Grove. So, but all my schooling was in Elk Grove. So it was like one big community. And I ended up, raising my kids in Elk Grove. So lived there as an adult and, I loved it. It was a great upbringing. It was a great place to raise my children. And yeah, so I've moved to the big city now, so I don't live in Elk Grove. I still own a home there. But that's my history, Mark.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. So we're going to talk about the three zip codes in Elk Grove, and we're going to actually add in Sabo a little bit later on in the show. If for some reason the audio seems echoey or you're not hearing one of us, please let us know. We're going to try like getting three people in here. So it could be a little much. So if the audio is bad or you're hearing an echo, please let me know. It'd really help a lot. Okay. So let's talk, first of all, let's hit the 757 as far as there's some topics I wanted to discuss. As far as the lifestyle in the 757, I would say the 757 and the 758 are somewhat like the same kind of lifestyle. Wouldn't you say, like 9 o'clock, yeah, everything kind of shuts down? Like what are you thinking?
Well, they're pretty much the same place. They're west of 99. Pretty much once you cross over 99 is when you change into 757 and 758. 758 was more the original new Elk Grove, right? 757 is newer. Same side of the freeway. The lifestyle, definitely bedroom. I would say excellent schools everywhere, but it does get quiet. I think things close down 9, 10 o'clock maybe, you know. You can hit Bull Wings and watch your football games definitely after 9 o'clock. But it is a quiet town, quiet community on that side. Do you think, Mark?
I mean, I think it's pretty quiet. I think the 757 is probably a little bit newer. I'd say it's the 758 is a little older. I would say that you still get the same kind of community vibe in Elk Grove. I think the 624 is its own kind of beast. You know what I mean? We'll bring in Sabo and talk a little bit about that. But I do think that, like, as far as that stuff goes, like 757, 758, they close down around 9 o'clock. Very good community vibe over there. You know, absolutely, good selection of food. I love like the different type of markets and everything too over in Elk Grove. The distance towards downtown. And I think, like, you know, like one of the things I want to talk about too is like the casino. I mean, the casino now is full bore, and like some people are like pro casino, some people are not. I kind of was holding my breath a little bit. I mean, myself, I don't know if necessarily I'd like to live somewhere that there was a casino, but I do know that in areas like Lincoln and other areas, the casino adds a little bit level of stuff you can do, you know, like concerts, like, you know, steakhouses, like all that kind of stuff too. So I don't know. What do you think about the casino in Elk Grove?
I obviously have not lived there with the casino, and they did put it on the outskirts of town. So it's not smack dab in the middle of like somebody's all the neighborhoods, right? It's on the outskirts to the south. And I've heard nothing but great things about the casino. It looks amazing. And when you compare it to, What's up in the Placer County? What's that one called, Mark? The one that's
Thunder Valley?
60- yeah, Thunder Valley. I don't think that Thunder Valley, like the neighborhoods around Thunder Valley, got trashy or anything. I just look at it as in the summer, there's a great pool to go to. I'm not a gambler, but some people are. They have fun. The steakhouse is great. Now they're building a bigger inside amphitheater, or they're making like indoor. So I don't think it's necessarily bad.
What do you think? Okay, here's the thing. Like, one of the things about Elk Grove that's always been nice is the fact that because of its distance to downtown, you know, the job market has been nice. You got Apple, so the job market, Elk Grove's his own kind of like animal about that stuff. You got, you know, medical as well over there too.
Right.
The casino is probably going to be piping in some jobs as well too. So, I mean, I would assume that if you're someone who wants to work in Elk Grove now there's more of an abundance of jobs.
Options. Yeah, more options. And when you talk about going into Sacramento, everybody, Elk Grove like started as kind of a bedroom community to like people who work downtown. So there is now with, you know, there's a lot more traffic now, but you have two ways to get there. I-5 and 99 both go through Elk Grove, right? So 5-7 and 5-8, you would probably hop on I-5. I-5, I think, tends to be less congested, but you have two options to get to downtown. And with commuter traffic, it's probably 25 minutes, maybe. I don't. Okay. And I think both 99 and I-5 have carpool lanes now. So I don't think the commute's too bad. But yes, they have their own employment sectors. They're moving the zoo there. Like, did you know the zoo's going to Elk Grove?
Yeah. It's so funny. A lot of people have asked me, they're like, is it a new zoo? And I'm like, no, it's the Sacramento Zoo. They're actually going to move it to Elk Grove.
Yeah.
The only critical thing I would say about Elk Grove in general is the fact that, like, you know, that new medical center, the Natomas one that's coming in, you know, Arc Arena is going down, medical center, like Elk Grove actually sat on that. It was actually pitched to Elk Grove first, and Elk Grove did not jump on that, which I mean, that's additional jobs, that's additional everything. I mean, and that to me was probably like just not a smart move on Elk Grove's part as far as that stuff.
It's because they needed to take over that entire shopping center out there, didn't they, next to I-5? I think there was something to do, like that's where they wanted to put it. So not that shopping center's ever done anything big, but I wonder if it was more, was it a developer thing or was it the city said no?
I heard that they just stalled on it. They were like, you know, it was up for a vote. They were thinking about it. They weren't thinking about it. And then, lo and behold, Natomas came up and just kind of jumped in and grabbed it. But I mean, like that would, I also wonder if maybe it's because they knew the casino was coming in that maybe enough funding went towards that. And then they were thinking, you know, two things at once might not be a good note. But I mean, yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting how the thing rolls out. I mean, I've only heard good things about the casino so far. As far as being like lively, fun stuff to do. I haven't gone out there myself. I'm not allowed. But you know.
It's too loud. You're too old, Mark.
Too old, too loud. It's all good, man.
I haven't actually laid my own eyes on it either, but I've talked to lots of people who have been there and they say it's wonderful. Like they would all go back. Nobody had anything bad to say about it. So positive, very positive. But it is new, right?
Yeah, it's definitely new. I mean, it is interesting, though. A lot of people who like Elk Grove specifically, that's one of their biggest things. It's funny, too, because a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't want to live near a casino. You're not going to be really close. I mean, you're being closer than maybe Thunder Valley, but I mean, everyone's got mixed emotions, you know? Like, you know, the salespeople over at Lennar and at Taylor were like, yeah, no, more jobs, thriving economy, all that kind of fun stuff. And so, you know, it's an interesting kind of vibe, I guess you can say, like as far as what's going on over there.
Yeah, I don't really see, I mean, unless it's changed a lot since I've been through there last, I mean, you have fields on one side of it. They still haven't developed to the, that would be to the south of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still have fields. And then you do have a lot of houses. You have Kaiser right there. So it's going to be fine.
All right.
City Belt Grove's pretty picky. They don't want a bunch of riffraff. I think they would work to keep out the riffraff.
All right. Well, there's also a lot of new home building. Kathleen says, hello, Jen. How are you doing?
Hey, Kathleen.
And let's go to a video right now to talk a little bit about the new homes from Kathleen. If you guys are Taylor Morrison fans, we're going to show you some new home stuff right now that could be the spot for you.
Well, I'm here today to tell you about a gorgeous, ready-to-move-in new home at Taylor Morrison Sevilla at Madera Meadows. This is the Nora floor plan. It's a rare single story featuring three bedrooms, three baths, and a three-car garage with 2,477 square feet. It has an open concept throughout the home. The kitchen has quartz countertops, white Tahoe cabinets, a large island for cooking. Then moving back to the owner's suite, it features a fantastic, beautiful spa-like bathroom, soaking tub, dual sinks, walk-in closet, a walk-in shower. Need I say more? Oh, also, it includes a covered patio and a formal dining room for those of you with large families or that like to host parties. This baby is listed for $849,900, and they're offering up to 4% of the closing costs. That's a great deal. It's a part of the Elk Grove Unified School District, so your kiddos will be going to a great school district. So if this sounds like anything you are interested in, are you ready to get back on track looking for that dream home? This baby's ready to go before the end of October. So give me a shout at the markmcdonoughteam@gmail.com and I will get you all the info.
All right. So yeah, so new homes, Kathleen, like I said, like if you guys are interested in the new home area, like Taylor's building out there again, also with another, you know, community, but Madera Meadows was kind of the it community there. The home of the Drake, the home of the Sawyer. So reach out to Kathleen. Like I said, Kathleen
made me interested in that home.
Oh yeah. Well, now some of those homes that they're building, like Taylor is building just some beautiful homes out there. You know, when I go to Elk Grove, I'm used to kind of seeing the, you know, what is it? Maybe the, like, you know, 2,200 square feet. That's a big one. 23, you know, like Elk Grove, you know, as far, it's not really known for huge, huge homes, except for the 624, which we'll jump into. So these new big homes at Taylor are that they're building, you know, or they started building like about a year and a half ago and they continue to. It's kind of a new look for Elk Grove. You know, they've got these big, big homes in the 757. And I mean, you see now and then some homes, but for the most part, you know, a lot of the homes in there are like four and twos, maybe like 1,900 square feet, smaller main bedrooms and stuff like that. Right. It's changing though. So it's interesting to see that whole vibe that's happening there right now.
Yeah, you talk about it changing when the first kind of big boom, building boom happened in like the early 2000s. We called them the McMansions. There was like, maybe those were all in 624, but there were some like big square footage McMansions, man. All went through the foreclosure crisis, of course.
Yeah, I mean, now and again, the other thing too is a huge one in the 757, 758 is Melrose. I mean, depending on what you jump into, I mean, that I would say the 624, you're not going to run into too much Melrose, but the 757, probably the most of the Melrose, and then the 758 secondary. But 757 definitely is a newer area. So the Melrose and how it's building it up is definitely associated with it. I would say what do you like as far as like if you're going to live, if you're going to move back to Elk Grove, like which one of those zip codes? We won't even touch the 624. Which one of those zip codes would you move into?
I can't pick that one. I am like OG Elk Grove. So I always go, 624 is the original. But if I had to pick one of the other ones, I think I would probably live on one of the lakes on 758 because I like a neighborhood that's established. I like the trees. I like things like that. I like to see what it's going to look like in 10 years. And while 757 definitely is, you know, that was built out in, I think, 06, 07, 08 and forward. So you know how that's going to turn out. But I don't know. I like the lakes. I like the Laguna Lake, private lake, gated community. And then, also Valley High Country Club. Beautiful neighborhoods back there. They were built out in, I think, Mark, like the late 80s, early 90s. So you'd probably find a home in there that might need to be updated, but a lot of those houses have been updated. So back off of Franklin and right next to Valley High Country Club, great houses. Laguna Woods kind of in there, if you know what I'm talking about.
There's some old school areas in Elk Grove that are just like affluent, nice. I mean, like I've driven through some of those before. I think it's more in the 624 area. I mean, $1 million homes, nice, big, like nice areas. You know what I mean? It's funny. But I mean, okay, getting back to like the reason, like, first of all, I'm with you. Like, the lakes are pretty nice. I mean, you get even a little bit of breeze. You get that soccer field in between the lakes as well, too. I mean, it's pretty
and
nice.
Elk Grove, you bring up the breeze, Mark. Sorry, I had to cut you off there. Elk Grove is known for having what we call the Delta Breeze, and they've always had it. If you drive down Laguna or Elk Grove Boulevard starting from I-5, you'll notice that all the trees lean to the east. And that's because when they're baby planted, as they're growing, I mean, the wind has been pushing on them. So 3-4 o'clock every day, you get a Delta breeze that comes right off the Delta up through Elk Grove. And it is amazing. Put a whole house fan on. You don't even need AC. It's awesome. Well, you need AC, but I'm talking about the evenings, you know. So
The breeze
is amazing.
Yeah, Elk Grove's kind of like that. I mean, it's got a nice vibe. I mean, I'd say also one of the things that I like about Elk Grove is that, like, the Franklin School District, everyone, like, loves the Franklin School District as well, too. You got what's called the 757. You got Stone Lake. Larger houses over there, but not like, I mean, we're talking the Drake is like 4,000 square feet. I mean, that's a big house. Yeah. I mean, when you're talking around 4,000 square feet, that's something like that you're going to, when we bring on Sabo, he'll talk a little bit about the McMansions that are out there. But as far as for me, I mean, I love the man-made lakes. I like that vibe. I don't know why. And people are, you know, I'm sure if anyone watches this from SoCal, they're going to just laugh. But I think the 758 has a little bit of a, San Diego-ish vibe to it. Like, you know, like when you're walking around the lakes and everything too. I like it. I think it's kind of cool. Yeah. So,
like, all right, we're a lot of those people who live on the lake have their little paddle boats or their little uber tiny little houseboat. You know, you're allowed to have small motors. So, oh, look at Sabo.
All right, guys, here's go. Sabo moved into the 624. He came from the Bay Area and he moved into Elk Grove in the 624. Now, his whole thing was he was looking in other areas like El Dorado Hills. We were looking in Auburn. We were looking at all these spots. And it was just so funny. The 624 is what got him. The biggest caveat was the internet, but he fixed that situation for himself. But what are the benefits of, like, you've seen the 757. It's a little bit newer of an area. Not, you know, you don't really get that much land, but it's nice. 758's got the lakes. As far as the 624, what do you like and what are, like, the benefits that you see about living? You've been there for a year, so you know. What do you like about the 624?
Yeah, so I'm not just full disclosure. I don't know the zip codes that well, but I am familiar with the 624, and we really love it there. From what I was told, you know, or actually not from what I was told, I see it. You know, there's just a lot more room. The lots are a lot bigger in the 624. There are track homes in that area as well, but the area that I'm living in rural Elk Grove, looks like everyone has maybe at least a quarter acre and up in that area. So being able to have just a lot more acreage to live on has been a dramatic change for my wife and myself. And we're at the point with just all this extra land. You know, we've been growing about 90% of all the vegetables that we've been eating. And so hoping that we start getting some animals and maybe, you know, start eating our own protein too. But yeah, I mean, really love the area. There's the Costco's, the all the shopping centers, they're still relatively close by, only about 10 minutes to get there. So I feel like it's a great combination of rural living, but still close enough to where all the action is. If I want to take my wife out on date night, you know, restaurants are still relatively close by.
That's okay. Awesome. And Sabo, by the way, Sabo lives. That's close in country is what we used to call that in Elk Grove. That's where everybody has like quarter to 2 acre to 5 acre lots, right?
Oh yeah. 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 Sabo's land is just beautiful. I mean, it definitely, like, here's the thing. Like I would say there's certain parts of Elk Grove that just take your kind of your breath away, right? Like Sabo and I, we were looking at Auburn and we were looking at that kind of stuff. And it definitely, the 624 has that kind of like Auburnish kind of feel to it a little bit. You know what I mean? But you don't have to go too far in the hills or anything too. And you're close to everything as well too. Like, I don't know, what are you? Maybe like from that Costco in Anatolia, what are you at? Maybe like 20 minutes away?
Yeah. And, you know, my family's still in the Bay Area, so it's really nice to, you know, just hop on the 99. Sometimes I'm in the Bay Area like in 90 minutes as well. Mm-hmm. So just kind of living on that side has been really convenient, whether it's Anatolia or back to the Bay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so we got a question. What do you think of the new Lennar Homes in 757 right next to the casino? Like I said, for me, you know, I just wouldn't want to live near a casino. That's nothing against it. Some people love it and everything too. I think Lennar is smart though. Lennar's got to be one of the smartest builders out there. They're very strategic as far as like where they decide to build and everything too. And so, you know, I mean, I'm guessing that after Lennar is close to finishing their community, you probably are going to see like Taylor Morrison popping up over there or some other builders. You know, I don't know exactly the square footage the Lennar homes go up to there, but right now you're seeing Elk Grove become an area where they're building a lot of bigger houses there. That's the only thing that I would say. Like, you know, Elk Grove had this one build. Lennar was building over at Essentia and Elements, and they were building like, you know, the max I think they had that is a 2,000 square foot home. Taylor came up and started building a lot bigger homes, and now Lennar is kind of following suit a little bit. But I mean, I think Lennar, like, you know, there are pros to a Lennar home, I think. I think number one is the fact that Lennar, when you see the price point on the website, you're going to get close to that when you go to Lennar. I would say the only thing that I don't like is kind of the customer service. I don't think you can really, I mean, I don't know if you can really go that wrong with a Lennar home. I don't think you can get something that's completely like someone would walk into and feel like it's completely custom. But, you know, as far as Lennar, I've never heard of anyone really complain about it. I think they like their home. So as far as Lennar over there, the only thing negative for me would be by a casino. What do you guys think? Would you guys would live, how close would you, live near a casino?
You go, Sabo.
I personally, for the same reasons as you, I definitely would not want to be around a high traffic area, but the Sabo of 3 years ago, you know, that is where I would have imagined where all the action would be. But this version of me, I definitely like, it's not that I'm adverse to people, but just being away from big crowds, things of that nature are more palatable to my taste these days.
Sabo changed his entire life, I would have to say, Sabo. Moved from, weren't you living in a condo in the Bay Area to now you have land and a nice size home?
Yeah. I used to live in a 1,300 square foot townhome and used to wear a 3-piece suit. Now I'm in a 2-acre property and I wear pajamas all day, you know? Pretty nice.
I know. And for all those Bay Area people that are thinking about doing it, I mean, like, you know, Sabo did it. All right. Bruce Leroy has a comment. Lennar customer service is subpar. In my opinion, I would say subpar. You're probably being pretty nice by saying subpar.
Wow.
Their customer service is, I mean, honestly, I mean, here's the thing about, and this is one of the things that gets me about Lennar too, is the idea that, you know, to them, it's kind of like, you know, just this machine gun or this, you know, this boom, boom, putting houses, boom, 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 boom. But to everyone who's buying a house, this is their dream. This is their house. This is where they're going to live. This is where they're going to raise their children. You know, this is the biggest purchase they've probably ever made in their life or one of them. And, you know, you should show it the respect it deserves. And Lennar just doesn't do that. And I think that just kind of like it just shows overall the respect it has for its customers, which in my opinion isn't that much. So, Bruce, I'm with you, man. And I've been saying that left and right on this channel about Lennar as far as how it treats our customers. And I think, you know, I think karma, like Sabo, you know, karma is what it is. So, you know, it'll probably come back to bite him in the butt. So, yeah, no, I'm with you too. So we're looking, go for it.
But still, so back to where the casino is. I wouldn't want my backyard backed up next to it. Like, that's quite a big area over there. So you can still live in the same zip code and not be anywhere near the casino, right? You could live closer to, like, where Trader Joe's is and down that way or Costco. But the schools over there are still quite remarkable. Elk Grove has been known for their schools for many, many years, and their sports. If your kids are into sports, they have definitely top programs there. So I think, you know, unless you're choosing to put your backyard right next to the casino, I think there's probably still great options over there.
Well, I think, here's the thing about Elk Grove that I love is the fact that, like, the markets that, you know, in my opinion, kind of like people are looking at competitive, like a Folsom, El Dorado Hills, Elk Grove, you can get $200,000 cheaper in Elk Grove and you're still getting pretty much everything you can get in those other areas. You know, now that Folsom Lake has turned into Folsom Pond, it's even a little bit more attractive. You know, like, for example, water, right? Like Sabo, you got your own well.
Yeah, right? we have our own well. It's wonderful.
Yes, he's got fresh water. And I would say you notice a difference as you travel from Elk Grove. Elk Grove is pretty much close to sea level. I think they're like 15 feet above sea level, right? And you go, when you do go just up to Folsom and El Dorado Hills, I mean, Elk Grove is pretty green all the time. You don't have a lot, although Sabo out kind of in the country, you do have some dry fields, but water, it's not necessarily more abundant. We still get the same rain, but it definitely, I think, is a different feel. Like Elk Grove is green.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
you hit the nail on the head. You know, when we toured like Auburn, El Dorado Hills, all the other areas, we loved all of them. And quite honestly, I was ready to move into any of those homes, but luckily my better half was much more like focused on what she really wanted.
Thoughtful. Yeah.
A lot more thoughtful. But yeah, we did notice that like when we were at Auburn, it seemed like everything was much more brown. And then when we got to Elk Grove, everything was much more lush and green. And you said the schools were great. I only have one experience with the schools out here. And Pleasant Grove Elementary is by far like the most conscientious, the most like
Yeah.
just they'll let us know. Like, I mean, when my sister came and dropped off my kids, they were like, hey, this isn't like the usual person that drops off their kid. And looking at my aunt, you know, or my sister, it really did dawn on me that they're paying attention to what's going
Yeah.
on. And, you know, even when someone else drops off the kid, they're aware of that. And my last thing is, well, Mark may get in a little bit of trouble, but talk about Lennar, but how is Lennar going to get better if they don't hear this type of feedback?
That's the thing about them. I wish they would actually listen to this type of feedback because they get it so much. I mean, you know, I mean, hopefully they do, because I think everyone deserves that project, or that that kind of like experience getting their new home and everything too. So for me, I just, you know, I hope so. I know, but you know, you never know. What was I gonna say? Let's hit some more questions too. Okay, so are you guys aware, Bruce says, are you guys aware of Sky River Casino expanding anytime soon with the hotel and or outdoor shopping? I've not heard of anything. I just heard of the casino, so I don't know. Jen,
Have
have you
they
heard
built
anything?
a hotel yet?
What was that?
Because I have heard about a hotel, but have they built it
Ooh,
yet?
all right, Jen, do tell. Give us the details.
No, I just every time I've read about it, I feel like there's always been talk of a hotel. And I was talking to a couple of people who went out there, and they said it was a pretty short building. Like they were wondering where the hotel was going to go. So I do think there's something about a hotel. I feel like it would go up, though. I don't think it would go out too much. I don't
Okay.
know. Haven't
I
seen the
don't know.
blueprints.
No, I mean, I would say here's the thing with Elk Grove, right? Because that area, you know, in the 757, there's a lot of building over there. You got a lot of Melrose. So, like, you're going to see a lot of these areas, like your Folsom Ranch, your like Elk Grove areas, and two, where all these people are paying Melrose. If you're like, you know, if your businesses, like, that's where you're going to develop, you're going to see a lot of commercial come into these areas where all these new homes
Yes.
are being built because it just makes sense, right? If you're seeing these
Absolutely.
areas that for the most part all of a sudden have like 15,000 homes, that's 15,000, you know, homes that are consumers. And if it's
Right.
me and I'm thinking about putting in a business, I want to be one of the people that are the closest to these people because that's the demand. So, you know, I haven't heard of anything like Jen, but at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me. You know what I mean?
Well, they open the casino. Obviously, it's a few years out or 5 years or yeah out if they haven't even started it yet, so you got time. But yeah, Elk Grove's also a place where you can start your family. You can get in that starter home and then you can continue to move up. You're not stuck in just a first-time buyer like area. There's plenty of move-up places in the mid-range and the high range. I think you could see, so you could raise your kids there. That's what I love. Like I stayed there, raised my kids there. Great schools, great community. And you didn't have to move or leapfrog into a nicer area if you didn't want to. I thought it was plenty, plenty while I was raising my family.
Well,
Now that
also
I'm
the thing in Elk Grove as well too is like people stay in Elk Grove. Like I tell people all the time, I'm like Jen and Aaron are like the weird two people who move out. You know, like I've talked to people in Elk Grove and they're like, "Hey, we love Elk
weird.
Grove. We love Elk Grove." And I'm like, "Do you want to go to Folsom?" They're like, "Are you not hearing me? I want Elk Grove. That's all I want." Family
Yeah.
moves in. I mean, people move in, and it's just like Elk Grove seems to be that place that people kind of like. You know, and
Yes.
they raise their kids. They want to, and it just has a real strong family vibe there. You know,
It does.
I've moved in like one couple moved in, their cousin moved in, and the cousin's cousin moved in, and like they just went in there. And like I said, like for me, I think the price point is great. I think what you get for that price point in these certain areas are fantastic. I think you have areas like Sabo's, you know what I mean? That you can have like that Hallmark experience where you have land, you can grow those veggies, you can have animals, you know, and you know, that's pretty cool. You know, that whole concept of like, you know, because Sabo's got some sick toys over there too. He's got all this motorized, like he's got the bicycles, he got all that stuff. I mean, like, how fun is that, Sabo?
Oh man, it has exceeded every one of our expectations living out here. And you're right, you know, like I would say at least 4 out of 5 parents that I meet, they all grew up in Elk Grove, you know, like they're like Elk Grove originals, you know, so.
Especially at that elementary school, Sabo, that's a smaller elementary school. I know a lot of people who still live out there. That's kind of where I grew up. And you're right. There's a lot of old time Elk Grove people out there.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And then that family feel, I mean, you know, just coming from where we moved, I mean, I haven't lived in any other of these cities up here, but I assume everyone's really nice as well. But in Elk Grove, we were just so surprised at how nice everyone was. Like my wife and I, we would just be like, do they give like Adderall to these like retail workers? So like upbeat and energetic and welcoming. But now that we've been here for a year, we realize they're either on Adderall 24/7 or that's just the way these people are.
They're super nice. And I will say there's a vibe. Like if you are somebody who lives in Folsom or El Dorado Hills, you might shun Elk Grove. Elk Grove has money, but I describe it as it's quiet money. The people who have money in Elk Grove, they're not super flashy with it. I mean, you'll see your fancy cars out in your area, Sabo, Wilton, and in some other parts, but they're just more down to earth, I feel like. And not to say that people in Folsom and El Dorado Hills are not down to earth. They certainly are. It's just a little more flashy up there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely, I would say. I mean, you know, they got the double G belt buckles and they're rocking it and cruising around. Yeah. I think like Elk Grove, like for me, I mean, I think it's like a very family, community friendly area. I think that like, you know, there's generations of people that just live there, grow there, feel very connected to the roots of Elk Grove. You know, so I like that area. I think it's good. All right. So we got thoughts on Project Elevate. What do you think, Jen?
Oh, what's Project Elevate? Enlighten me.
All right. I'm going to give you the definition here because my verbal is out the window today. Project Elevate is a high-end mixed-use development that will be constructed on a vacant 20-plus acre city-owned property at the southeast corner of Elk Grove and Bighorn Boulevard. The site, the neighbors, the city's District 56 complex, and Elk Grove Aquatic Center.
Oh,
look. Okay. What do you think?
There's a very long-term plan around that. That's kind of where they put City Hall, right? So they put City Hall out there and then the whole aquatic center, they're trying to make that it's also where they're putting the zoo, I believe. The zoo is going somewhere out there. I feel like at some point you run out of land, but I guess not. So, if it's mixed use, what are you going to have? You're going to have high-end shopping. You're probably going to have condos maybe. I'm all for that. Why not? Elk Grove has always been so spread out because Elk Grove was a huge farm community. So some of the wealth in Elk Grove came from when people sold their land to the developers in the early 2000s, right? Lots of farmers out there. And then now they need to build their town center, their identity. I feel like they need their identity. And so it looks like that's where they're going to put it, Mark. So I'm all for that.
Why would
we be against it?
Well, I think Elk Grove, I mean, here's the thing. I think to a lot of people, Elk Grove is a whole different than Sacramento, right? I even get, you know, screamed at sometimes when people are like, I go like Elk Grove and I go Sacramento real estate and they're like, we're not Sacramento, we're Elk Grove. So I do think with all the new homes being built, the commercial being developed, I think that, you know, one of the areas that Elk Grove really needs to develop is like, you know, how Roseville has a good shopping, right? Like they have like the big mall gallery and fountains. I think Elk Grove needs something like of that to come into Elk Grove. And I think they'll get it. I think this development, I think moving the zoo over, the casino, I think it's going to come into its own even more than it already has. I think, you know, an area that has 3 zip codes and like that's this much, kind of people love this area, coveted by people who live there and people who are from the Bay Area. This is one of their first choices. Usually Elk Grove is kind of, hey, it's there, the distance to the Bay Area. So I think that like any type of growth in the commercial avenue is going to be good for it to kind of separate itself from like Sacramento or like, hey, you know how it is. It's like, oh yeah, yes. Elk Grove is super close to downtown Sacramento. I think Elk Grove's like, we don't really even go to Sacramento downtown. Like, so we want our own stuff going in. So yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. We would go see a Kings game. I will tell you, the people in Elk Grove are dying for good shopping and good eating. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. If they put a nice restaurant there, it thrives. If they gave us a Nordstrom, as if I still live there. It's in my blood. I was there for, you know, most of my life. But a Nordstrom or things like that would explode there. Like, the people of Elk Grove are ready to shop and spend their money in Elk Grove. But where do you go? And now you can't even, Arden's not even that nice anymore. So you're pretty much going all the way up to Roseville to spend your tax dollars.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Sabo?
I agree. And actually, I would say the restaurants are pretty good. You know, that was one of the biggest things that my wife and I were thinking that we may need to take a downgrade on, was the availability of food. But we found that Elk Grove is actually pretty good. And there's no lines for a lot of the places that we really love, except for on the weekends. And there's like 2-hour lines for every single place. But I agree with Jen, you know, outside of like food, there's not much shopping. But I guess for me, I'm not missing it. You know, I enjoy like kind of like having like less traffic.
Yeah. My Colorado Hills friends love coming to Elk Grove. When their kids would play sports in Elk Grove, the moms would love it because they could hit Trader Joe's and Home Goods, and then they could go over to Kirkland's and Target. They don't have a lot. They don't have hardly anything in Colorado Hills compared to Elk Grove. So, for some people, it's great, but I just feel like they need to develop it. And you're right. The food and the diversity of food is really great in Elk Grove.
All right, Sabo, time to name drop. Top three places to eat. Okay, your neck of the woods in the 624, man. You gotta drop them down. You might get some free meals out of those shameless plugs. Go for it.
All right. I'll go. Number one is my daughter's favorite restaurant. You guys will laugh. Black Bear Diner. I love it. I love Black Bear Diner. I was like, what is this place? But we've eaten there like maybe 10 times for Sabo's all of our birthdays.
Yep.
So Black Bear Diner. Number two is this place called Sizzle Shack on Calvine and Elk Grove, Florin. Sizzle Shack, they bring out like this hot plate with like sizzling food on it. And then you just put different sauces on like your rice, beef, or chicken. And it's super good. It's like having mom do like a stir fry right in front of you. And then my third favorite restaurant, you guys are going to laugh, but we go here the most, is Chick-fil-A. We don't have Chick-fil-A's in the Bay. So we're at Chick-fil-A at least once a week. That chicken sandwich is better than any chicken sandwich I've ever had. And yeah, so Chick-fil-A, Black Bear Diner, and then Sizzle Shack.
What about Cane's? Do you go to Cane's yet? It's right next to Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah, we've been to Cane's twice, and I saw like a whole bunch of like food shows that were covering Cane's. And when we went to Cane's, I don't know, we've been twice. I don't know if it was just bad orders two times, but it didn't impress me. I'd rather go to Chick-fil-A.
And I will say, out by Sabo, he's got a couple of local places. Like, you've got Umai Sushi, and you've got Sheldon Inn, which is pretty fun, and the winery right there. So, and do you drink wine, Sabo? Do you partake in wine?
My wife used to. I'm allergic to alcohol, so.
Oh, you've got the gene. Do you have the gene?
Yeah, the Asian gene, exactly.
Yep. there are a lot of wineries in Elk Grove now, so I don't know if you want to touch on that, Mark, but there's at least 5 or 6, I feel like, and a lot of breweries, so you can do a whole wine tasting.
I feel kind of like if I do mention those wineries, I'm stepping on the toes of the lady drinking wine right now. I mean, kind of set yourself up for it. Hit me with the top three wineries in Elk Grove. Like, Elk Grove, hit me with some names. Drop some names here.
There's probably 6 in Elk Grove total, and they tend to be in the 624, Sabo, so that's what you made me think of them. So you can start, and there's lots of vines out there off of Grantline, but you start with, I can see they're going to kill me for not remembering their name. They're right at the corner of Sheldon, like where you are, Sabo. What's Sheldon and Grantline, the red building?
It's super crowded all the time, but because I don't drink, I just kind of drive by and I don't.
I know, he doesn't even look at the name. They're friends I went to high school with. They were from Elk Grove. We all went to high school together. But anyway, they have this cute little pig as their emblem. Everybody's going to shout it out at me. So there's one right there. Then you continue about, a quarter mile down Grantline and you have Adkins. That's pretty good. They have a beautiful property, so spectacular property. They own also Sheldon Inn, so you get great food and a beautiful setting. And if you go down a little bit further, there's, I think it's called Christopher, that is at the corner of Elk Grove Boulevard and maybe Bradshaw and Elk Grove Boulevard. And then there's those. There's like five of them total. I've been to them. So sorry, Mark. Is there a top three? I would say you just got to make the circuit. It's fun.
But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Go for it, Sabo.
I got the name. It's South Slope Winery.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Sabo. Great people. Old school Elk Grove. It's awesome to see them build their business there.
Jen, you got shut down by someone who doesn't even drink wine. Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
your friends are all going to make fun of you, man.
I know. They are. I know.
All right. Well, okay. So we got one. I mean, Elk Grove is fun. Do you know what I would love to see more in Elk Grove? I would love to see some of the stuff you see in Loomis are these like really kind of fun restaurants that are kind of farm to fork-ish. You know what I mean? I would love to see Elk Grove develop a little bit more of that kind of restaurant vibe. You know, where like Sabo, imagine if you guys opened up a restaurant where like people could come in and like everyone's eating off what's grown right there. Do you know what I mean? Like they can go even like pick the vegetables and then slice it up and have some nice food out there. I would love to see Elk Grove kind of own the farm to fork stuff a little bit more like that. Even like if it starts developing commercial stuff, it develop like eco-friendly like clothing and all that kind of stuff that would be really, really good. I mean, it's got the land to do some crazy stuff. So, you know.
It's a big earthy community in that they've always farmed. Like I grew up on a pig farm. I can tell you everything about pigs, but people would like, there's a huge community of people would come out to our property and they'd pick their pig. We would slaughter it for them and they would butcher it right there. Like it was like, it's very, very much like that. And especially with the vegetables you're growing, you've got tons of meat out there, Sabo. You could definitely find a farmer next door and buy a cow for next season, right?
Jen, have you not seen Charlotte's Web? Have you not? Have you not seen Charlotte's Web? Seriously.
Of course I have. All right,
so we get another question. Given the Sacramento is in the top 10 overvalued markets, how much do you think will Elk Grove is? How much? Seriously, guys, I'm horrible right now. Okay, how much do you think Elk Grove's overvalued? 5 or 10%? Here's the thing. I'll tell you. Go for it, Jen. Hit.
Well, in percentage wise, I don't know that term. Like you, I didn't study. Like you know, here's what I think. Elk Grove was not as overpriced as some areas, and it still has so much to offer. And what we have to remember around Sacramento is that a lot of people are employed by the government. So, hey, they can all make. Is it overvalued? I don't know. I don't know, Mark. This is your gig.
I think right now Elk Grove is soft, right? I don't really think the 624 where Sabo is as soft because those are the custom homes, right? Like, you know, I love that area. And I think that area, like I said, like I love that vibe. Like whenever I go to Sabo's house, it makes me rethink my house, right? And when you have that kind of energy, like how could it, when you have that kind of mentality, when you see someone's home, you know that like that's a good spot, right?
Yep.
I do think though, right now the 757 and 758 are a little bit soft right now. I've hit every single Elk Grove realtor has hit me up and said, hey, do you guys have any clients coming in? Everything too. I know it's a little soft, but the biggest thing right now is the idea: are these houses overpriced or overvalued? You know what I mean? Like that's the biggest thing. Pricing is the issue. And I don't know if we're there just yet. I don't know if like we're there yet, right? I know demand is slowed, of course, higher interest rates, unless people buying in Elk Grove is soft. But there's a part of me also that I look at like listing agents and how they're listing stuff. And they're just, I turned down like three listings in Elk Grove because the seller was like, this is what I want to sell my house at. I'm like, you're not selling it. And I'm like, if we list it, we do it for this. And they're like appalled. And lo and behold, every single listing went live at the price the seller wanted it to. And they all are sitting on the market. In fact, one of them was actually reduced to my original price. And here's the thing. If you don't list at that original price,
all the bargain shoppers come out. Yeah, then you're never going to get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, maybe I would say maybe like, you know, in some areas, 5%, but it's also about knowing an area, like knowing the community. Like, for example, like Gold River, I think you could have got something relatively good about a month ago because there was a ton of housing on the market. And now there's only like two houses. And I think now things are going to go for a premium. So I don't know if that's that still yet. I know that there's still demand for Elk Grove. I know that realtors are hurting, but I think that like if you see, you know, some of these houses maybe get pulled off the market or sold, all of a sudden we could see Elk Grove is back in action. So I'll give it maybe a 5% at this point, you know. But it's hard to tell. Like I said, pricing is still a huge thing. And I'm not trying to like dodge the question or anything like this. Yeah. It's just that I look at all the reductions on our market. And it's just a confusing market for pricing. I would hate to be an appraiser in this market too. You know, appraisers have got to just be doing like backflips over like what is an appraised house. I mean, like, where are my comps? Oh, well, something sold 6 months ago. Well, 6 months ago, it was a different market. In fact, the market's price switched like four times before then. Yeah. And so it's a hard thing to kind of jump into.
All right. Let's hit appraisals still come in high. They're still coming in high. So chances are whatever you're offering, your appraisal might come in above. So they haven't quite caught up. But do you think Elk Grove, Mark, is a lot softer than any other like community? I mean,
no. Well, I think, okay, yeah, I think there's certain areas though, like that aren't soft. I think Folsom is still tough to get into. Mm-hmm. I think East Sacramento, Fabulous 40s, Land Park is still hard to get into. I think Serrano is getting a little soft. I think Elk Grove is getting a little soft. But Elk Grove has been my big surprise soft, right? Like it's a surprising soft market. Elk Grove's never soft. You know, it's just never. It's never I don't remember when it's been soft because honestly, like, you know, a lot of people look at what you can get in Elk Grove and they're like, this is where I want to be. Or like you got the Bay Area person who's going back one day a week and they're saying, you know, I don't want to drive an additional half hour to get to Folsom, so I'm okay with living in Elk Grove. Not okay. Like, I love the idea of living in Elk Grove.
Yes.
So I just haven't seen Elk Grove soft, you know, and it's surprising. It's not a great thing an omen for the market or something going forward. I mean, if Elk Grove is soft in our market, that's not a good,
yeah.
It's not so, Saba, what else do you think about Elk Grove? Like, as far as you, because, you know, here's the thing. A lot of people move into areas like Sacramento and they move into a spot and then they start exploring other areas. Like I always find, like in life in general, my philosophy is that like, once you found something really, really good, you stop looking. You know, you're not like, you're off Zillow, you're not looking at another area. You know, it's like relationships, right? When you find that person, you're like, I'm off the market. I'm good. So what do you think as far as Elk Grove? Have there been any other areas that have piqued your interest?
Yeah, I mean, I visited my friends in El Dorado Hills. I got a couple buddies in Rockland and Granite Bay, some in Grass Valley, and we really love Elk Grove. And, you know, kind of our philosophy for purchasing homes this time was the last time we purchased that townhome, you know, we were like, you know, asking these same questions about, is this overvalued? Like, you know, what is the place with the most amount of growth? You know, where should we purchase our home? And we ended up getting a home that we liked, but, you know, we compromised a lot because we were looking at it as an investment property. And this time we were just like, you know what, let's just get like the dopest home. Like let's not even worry about like, are we buying at the peak of the market? Should we wait until the market softens, things of that nature? And we just, you know, just trusted that, you know, like once we saw the house that we love, let's just go for it. And like all those numbers and things, like they'll work out, you know, they'll work out. Like no one could predict the future. And the more you kind of overthink it, the more you get stressed out, the more you start second guessing yourself. You're going to need to call Mark as your real estate counselor or therapist. And yeah, we hit that point a couple of times when we were searching as well. And then we just saw the place that we really loved. And we, as we said, like, we didn't really like check to see like, is this the highest growth area or like, would this be a great investment? We just felt that, you know, we knew real estate always goes up. And if we love the house, loving where we live every single day is far more value than 1% growth, 5% growth, 10% growth, whatever it might be, because you just never know.
Well, I think you hit on something that was, it's like, you know, everyone always like slams the idea of buying a home right now. Like if your home is going to be your long-term place, your primary place to live, if you're thinking to yourself forever or 7 years, 5 years, 6 years, like, you know, eventually the market catches up to you. Do you know what I mean? Eventually that happens. And, you know, for me, I did an upgrade like 5 months ago and my prices might dip, but I don't care. I had a great summer with my kids in the pool, you know, like. I went to Home Goods more than I should have, and I bought a whole ton of new stuff for the house, and I'm excited. You know, like I don't think in those terms. I don't treat my house like a stock, right? Oh my God, it
dipped.
You
can afford your house. You can afford your house payment, both of you. So another thing, don't get in deeper than what you can afford.
Yep.
And that it will come around. You need shelter. I bought my house. I lived there for years, right? So I had my first house was on 95758, little 2-bedroom. Then my second house was also 95758, just a little bit closer to 624. Another great investment. And then 9/11 happened. My husband at the time worked in the hotel industry. So that was a crash for us. 9/11 was a huge crash for us. So we ended up moving to Reno for him to take a job at a country club. And then when we came back to Elk Grove, it was so expensive in 2005. Like, we can believe how expensive it had gotten. And that was like the first boom from all the Bay Area people coming at that time. And so we rented for just a little bit. And then we found one of our dream houses in Camden, like back in the 624. And we bought it in 2010 because we were done renting. Our lease was up. We could afford it. And that house is like pretty much tripled in value. So anyway, it all worked out. You need shelter. Buy where you're happy.
Yeah. All right. Carrie's got a comment question. I've lived in Elk Grove for almost 30 years, and I'm not enjoying the rapid growth. My biggest problem is traffic on H90, Highway 99. Do you think housing prices will go down? I think they'll dip a little bit. I don't think too much. I wouldn't hold your breath for it that much. I do think there's new homes that are going to be building. I think, you know, I think it's all tied to the interest rates as well, too, and as far as inventory. And you just got to watch the numbers. I'm with you, though. And, you know, trust me, I'm a realtor. So there's times where, like, you know, I get a call and, hey, we want to see this house in Elk Grove. And it's like 5 o'clock and I'm driving down Elk Grove and I'm like, I'll see you in an hour, you know, so I'm not a big fan of it either. And they definitely have to work on traffic. Like, they're slowly doing it, you know, like carpool lanes, like Jen mentioned, but definitely, like, yeah, I mean, traffic's definitely got to be one of those things they deal with. Cause if you have to have the infrastructure for growth the right way, and if they don't have it, it's just going to be a bear. And all of a sudden people are saying, I don't want to live there. You know, it's too much. It's brutal.
I would never live in Folsom because they're experiencing what we did. And like, I feel like as if I still live there, but in Elk Grove, I moved there in the '80s. The growth was like crazy. Most people who were there back then, we hated all the growth. A lot of people moved out, but look at Folsom, what they're going through with like Folsom Ranch. Can you imagine all the traffic? How do those people get on the 50 on East Bidwell? Like that one little overpass, like that's going to be nuts. But they are building the connector, right? The 50 to like 99 connector. They're trying to finish that. So they do have some regional plans for traffic, but I don't know.
It'll be nice. I mean, I've been stuck on Bradshaw, and I've had an R-rated conversation in my car straight up. It's like, it's brutal.
With yourself. Traffic.
Yeah, with myself, you know, but yeah. Our 8 Passions gives Jen 3 glasses of wine.
Who does?
8 Passions.
8 Passions. Okay.
That means you got to drink. That means you got to drink 3 times.
I'll take another sip.
Allison. Hey, Allison. Hopefully, you're having a great Wednesday. Okay, FYI, Chevy's near Laguna on Bruceville's open until 11 p.m. LOL. It's my husband and I happy hour spot. LOL. So not everything closes at 9 p.m. Yeah, okay, maybe there's a few spots in Elk Grove, but here's the thing for me though, and this is just my own take on it, is I like it. I like I'm in Gold River, man. We shut down at like 5 o'clock, you know. I like it. I don't mind it. I mean, now that I've kind of got myself all into like my house, my barbecue, pool and everything too, like I'm okay with it, you know. I like the idea of also like for me, my life is very relaxed. Like, you know, going on bike rides with my daughter, or like just walking around the neighborhood, you know, all that stuff. So I'm okay with it being more mellow. I mean, I have no, I'm not going to be hitting up Jen and Sabo to go clubbing anytime soon. So for me, I'm okay. As long as the places I want to get food from are open, I'm fine. I'm good. What do you guys think as far as like,
Elk Grove doesn't have clubs. We're not like, they're not a club scene, but you're right. They do have restaurants that stay open late. And
so no fist
they
bumping?
Have, yeah. Yeah. There's no like, yeah, emo beats going on. But I will say, especially with a casino, now there's a place that's open 24/7. You can go party there. But they do have a couple of great sports bars that are fun, and you can still find fun in Elk Grove. I don't know. Where do people go like downtown that's like crazy? Like, I downtown even shuts down early now. There's nothing left downtown, like, you know
what, park, something
mix?
Like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. For me, man, it's just maybe it's just these gray hairs, but for me, I'm okay watching some Netflix and just barbecuing and chilling, and I'm okay, and man.
Elk Grove is that. They're a bedroom community. That's where all the families live, or retirees. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of single kids that stay in Elk Grove long term to like party it up there, you know?
But I will say, you got Tahoe close by. And if Midtown is your thing and you want to go out, Midtown's pretty fun to do. But yeah.
Yeah.
Not my shtick. All right. Yes. So we got any authentic Mexican restaurants, Elk Grove. And Sabo says Super Taco is really good Mexican food. I know the name doesn't sound authentic, but the food is great. You want to elaborate, Sabo?
Yeah, Super Taco, they, as far
right
as I could tell, like they're a chain as well, or there's like three or four of them in the area. So I think when you put the word super in front of some food that I like, I'm immediately skeptical, but it is the closest place. It was the place that me, you, and Jacob went, and you tasted the food there. It was really good, really good. They have the birria, which is kind of like the shredded pork. You don't find that everywhere, and just really great service too. The family owned business, the son and the owner came by, just really cool guy, gave us like some custom salsas, or I can't remember what he gave us, but whatever he gave us, it was really good.
There's cilantro's. I'm pretty sure cilantro's still exists. That was over off of Elk Grove Boulevard and Waterman, right by the Bel Air Shopping Center. That's a local family. There's like a, okay, I feel silly. Like, what do you call the Mexican market? It's like the meat market and the groceries and stuff, but they also have food. That down by Elk Grove High School, there's one of those marinated meats. You can buy them raw and take them home and barbecue them. So there's definitely some good places.
All right. Now we're talking meat markets. Crazy, Jen. That wine is definitely taking effect. Now, yeah, Elk Grove's nice. I'll say the same thing for me. Whenever I've gone eaten in anywhere in Elk Grove, normally like the owner will come up and just, you know, hey, how's it going? Are you guys having a good meal? Everything good? And it's nice. It's I mean, it's really welcoming. It's refreshing. I mean, it's funny. Everyone in Elk Grove is so friendly. They're just, I mean, waving to you. Like, I've been showing houses to people, and people, neighbors are like, hey. And everyone from the Bay Area is like, what is going on here? The Bay Area people kind of act like almost like New Yorkers. You know what I mean? They're like, what's going on? You know, hey, like, you're waving at me. You're waving at me. And I'm like, no. Everyone's like friendly.
You're
this is called. This is called being neighborly. Everyone's like, you know, happy, and they're, you know, all that stuff too. But it's funny. I mean, I think Elk Grove, you know, is going to continue to develop whether some people like it or not. And I just think it is the way it is. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't lose a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't lose its charm. Hopefully the stuff that's being developed in Elk Grove will add to the city and not take away from it. I think Elk Grove's got a lot of personality. I think, you know, I would love to see a little bit more like, you know, organic kind of garden or restaurants happen and a little bit more of the farm to fork stuff go. I mean, you know, hopefully I inspired Sabo to maybe open up a restaurant. Sabo Can Cook. I like that name, man. You know, it'd be good.
What you're highlighting, Mark, is the cycles of any city. Like when I lived there, like going through the boom of like the early 2000s, that's how we all felt. Like the growth was overwhelming. The traffic was crazy. Like we all kind of hated it, but it brought so much. It brought a lot of people. It brought restaurants. It brought business, but it's something that you go through, right? So that was back in the 2000s, and now it's going through another growth spurt. So it's going to I feel like every city probably continues to go through this, and it's going to be fine. Just vote for good leadership that keeps your interest at heart.
Did you know I've actually, I reached out to some of the leadership, the council people at Elk Grove. I'm like, hey, do you want to come on and just say hello to everyone and answer questions about Elk Grove? Not one person, no, even emailed me back. Not
They're
one.
They're probably thinking you're going to like sideswipe them or something like, oh, what's this? I promise
I will not try to sell you a house or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, just say hi to everyone, you know? I mean, it's just part of the gig. But yeah, I think good leadership. I think Elk Grove is, you know, I think it's going in the right direction. I think it's got to work a little on its traffic.
As good as every community, I feel like. Yeah.
I mean, we all have our growing pains and everything too, but I like Elk Grove. I think it's great. And guys, also like Sabo has got a crazy TikTok channel, crazy YouTube channel. And he's like, and I'll say this straight up because real estate's got right now a flood of coaches and everything too that are jumping in. Sabo's like the real deal. Like he is such good people too. So like you should check out his stuff too. And if you are like a person who's like stressed out, you know, maybe you've made a whole bunch of cash and you still don't really feel like you've got to the end zone, like Sabo's stuff, you should definitely check out. I mean, I love looking at his videos. I actually can breathe. You know, some days I feel like I haven't breathed at all. And then I can watch your videos and I'm like, slow down.
Like, I know you can't use this term like on your channel, Sabo, but he is the chillionaire, right?
I try. And thank you, Mark. And, you know, for most people, it's really just talking about, you know, really helping them improve their quality of life without reducing their standard of living, because most people, I think they have this idea that if they improve the quality of their life, you know, their standard of living is going to go down. And I could absolutely tell you that that is incorrect. And then as far as like the city growing and evolving, well, there's only one constant in life that you could really depend on, and that is change. Okay. So the quicker you get to just accepting that change always happens, and instead of like being affected by the change, create the change that you want, and you will always be able to live in a reality that suits you. And that is exactly what I coach my clients on, which is don't let life happen to you. You know, create the reality that you want to live in. And, you know, even moving here, like I was telling Mark, the story was June 14th of 2021, came up to Rockland, liked the area. June 15th, turned on YouTube, saw Mark's face, came and visited Mark. By July 30th, we had sold our place. By October 21st, we moved in. And so, you know, there was just like no doubt of like having like this, you know, sureness and being able to like trust intuition. And if you just get better at doing that, you know, you don't get all stressed out by running the simulation in your head. No one ever comes to clarity by thinking more. That's one thing that I've discovered. So just take action in life. Things will start getting more clear as you take action. And yeah, this area has been like absolutely the best area. Even if the nightlife and things like that aren't maybe up to your standards, for someone like me with a family, it is like the perfect environment to be in. We don't have to worry about kids like, you know, coming home drunk or like partying on our block. It's just nice and quiet and really great family environment.
Nice.
I think that's a great, nice. I think ending on that is like the high note. I think going Perfect. Out like George Costanza style on Seinfeld, leaving on a high note. We got one more from Pinecrest Ski. I've been asking questions on most of Mark's live streams, and he always answers my question to the point. See you guys in EG soon. Elk Grove in the house.
Nice.
Okay, guys, any parting words as we leave Elk Grove? And also, you guys, if you guys got more questions about Elk Grove, comment on this video. Every comment gets answered, unless, of course, there's some weird website that, you know, is referenced, as you've seen in this live stream. But we answer questions, and always feel free to call. Like, this is one of those things where you call, you get me, and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, feel free to ask. I mean, you know, like I said, this is kind of we go live, we answer our questions on Elk Grove, but we can't answer questions that you don't ask. So feel free to call, feel free to comment. We're there. All right. We got one more. It's hard to hate on the 95757. It is hard to hate on almost all the zip codes in the EG. Yeah. Honestly, like I got mad love for Elk Grove. I think Elk Grove is great. And like I said, guys, also, if you're thinking about buying or selling there, you know, just reach out to my team. We'd love to work with you. Sabo, parting words. Elk Grove, now you are officially – how many more days until you're officially there for a year?
Two more days. So 2 more days, it'll be a full year. I can honestly say without any hyperbole, best year of my life. You know, all transparency noted is Mark was my real estate agent. Jennifer did do my loan for me. It was like the smoothest – easiest, most painless experience. So that's something that I'll always feel a lot of gratitude to the two of you. And ultimately, like this life that I have right now, it really is. I mean, when people come here, they always leave just asking me, like, is this your life every day? And I'm super grateful that it is. So thank you both.
No worries. That's thank awesome. You for being awesome. I mean, honestly, like working with people like you and, you know, people who find me from the YouTube, it's just, it's a dream come true. And like, I really enjoy it. You know, I really enjoy also these lives and everything too. All right, Jen, you as OG Elk Grove, all the zip codes, any final parting words that you can leave, words of wisdom to people who might be thinking of making the move to Elk Grove?
I think don't think twice about it. Like, I was raised there. I raised my family there. It was a wonderful place to be. I wouldn't even fib about that, because schools and kids and life are so important. So I would say don't think twice. If it fits your budget, you can find a home that suits your family, get your kids in great schools, and enjoy your time in Elk Grove. And if you probably have kids, you're probably not partying anyway, right, you guys? So like, I'm not even partying. My kids are out of the house. I'm not even partying, but...
I would say this, and it's like Mr. Hump is online looking forward to moving there in the future, 757. I would say that in life, there's some things that like you look at it and you think it's too good to be true. And you just look at it and you're just waiting for that, like you're just waiting for something wrong to happen, right? And you're just sitting there and waiting for it. Like if Sabo's proof of anything that he just like went for it, and now he's got, what is it, 2 acres, you know, you got a custom home, you got like a garden, like, and if you guys don't believe me, you can check out the video tour of his house is just crazy. He's got every toy in the book. He's living his best life out in Elk Grove. And, you know, like I said, the main reason he was able to do that is because him and his wife went for it. And in this market, it's crazy. It's nuts. Interest rates, you know, housing, all that stuff too. But occasionally, you know, no guts, no glory. And that's just kind of how the market is. And there's a lot of people who have transitioned from the Bay Area up to the Sacramento area. They've done their research, found out their perfect spot. And just, you know, at least for me, I don't like, and my clients are pretty much from, are those type of clients. I have no one's really calling me up wanting a refund. Everyone's pretty happy to do it. So like I said, guys, hopefully this video on Elk Grove really filled you in on what's really Elk Grove's all about. Like you say, I got Jen who's lived there, her, and you know, in all the zip codes, she's got family here. She even knows Wilton, and you got Sabo who's actually finished up his year in Elk Grove. So honestly, this is proof in the pudding, and hopefully this live was a little bit better than some of the static videos that even myself I do, where I say Elk Grove is a great place, you can find a house. This is like, these are people that actually like know where live there, dream there. Yeah. This is real life. All right, one more thing, Mark. Elk Grove would easily beat Roseville had the Roseville Mall been built. All right. Yeah, here's the thing, man. I mean, once the Elk Grove, if Elk Grove can create a nice mall, like nice shopping, got that going on, they're gonna be like, Sacramento, what? Roseville, what? And all of a sudden, it's just gonna, I mean, if you're talking like, you know, that one question, I mean, seriously, if you're talking about that one question we had just a little while ago about, you know, the how our house is dipping in prices, think about once there's a big commercial in the commercial development, stores, malls in Elk Grove. I mean, if you're thinking about that, what happens to Elk Grove's economy, housing market, and all that once they have that piece of the puzzle installed? I mean, that's kind of interesting, guys. I mean, that right there is a game changer.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time. Guess what, guys? The video just ended. But don't worry, we have more videos just like that one right over there. And if you missed that red subscribe button during the course of the video, we got you covered right there. Hit that subscribe button. We promise to bring you some amazing content. We won't let you down. Now, if you're looking for a team in the Sacramento metro area to work with, we'd love to talk to you one-on-one. We always include a Zoom link down below. So book a time where we can talk to you a little one-on-one, find out exactly what your real estate needs are.